Welcome to the Pastor's Thoughts, and of course we also close with the Lord's Prayer as we come in agreement with and for those that are on our prayer list, and also say a special prayer for intercession. So we're grateful that we can come together on the online service, and also allow me, and I appreciate the opportunity, and I'm really blessed that anybody wants to hear what I got to say, and so I'm glad you tuned in. I entitled my message this week, Then He Went Home. And I was thinking about that. Then He Went Home. Of course, it's about the story when he first answered his call to go into the ministry. And they all said, what good to come out of Nazareth? Well, when Jesus went back to his hometown, Nazareth, he couldn't do anything because of the lack of faith. And so then he went out and continued on with his ministry. But I was thinking about home. What do we do when we go home? Now, we talk about people that this life in this world ends, and they say, and they went home to be with the Lord. And I was thinking about, what does that mean to dwell in the house of the Lord forever? It's referred to in Psalm 23:6. It's certainly one of the most familiar passages in all the Bible is Psalm 23. So being in the good presence and being in God's presence meant everything to David. He shared a close relationship with the Lord, and he could picture himself as a permanent resident in God's house, which is the Hebrew word Bethel. I find that interesting. I think that's cool. David was basking in his constant goodness and love and care for every day. And because death held the promise of eternal life, even in the Old Testament, the Jews believe in eternal life. And King David wasn't any different. He held on to the promise of eternal life. And he looked forward to that intimate and never-ending fellowship and dwelling in the house of the Lord forever. Well, that word dwell in Psalm 23:6 means to inhabit or to live. The house of the Lord is a term often referring to the tabernacle or the temple or a place of worship like the church. But here in Psalm 23:6, that phrase speaks of explicitly of dwelling house, a palace or a local residence of a deity. We know that's God. So the presence of God is the believer's true home. It says, blessed are those who choose and bring near to live in your courts, O Lord. We are filled with the good things of your house, declared the psalmist. And again in Psalm 27:4, we read David's passionate pursuit. He said, one thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. To dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I think that was King David's most deepest longing, according to the way we read the Psalms. Scripture said that he was a man after God's own heart. And you wonder about that, because, you know, he killed Bathsheba's husband, and he did crazy things, and then Scripture said that David was a man after his own heart. Yeah, he was a sinner. How could that be? Well, it's because he repented, he asked for forgiveness, and that's why now all we got to do is repent and ask for forgiveness. We then, no matter how many sins we had, is part of God's heart. And David was just that way too, that Scripture said that he was a man after God's own heart. Those of us who repent and accept Christ into our lives, we are people after God's own heart. I digress. But David, like the Apostle Paul, was sure that nothing in this life, not even death itself, could separate us from the loving presence of God Almighty. So, while preaching, I found this. Charles Spurgeon was one of the greatest preachers of yesterday past. And he was preaching on Psalm 23, and he said, while I am here, I will be a child alone with my God. The whole world will be his house to me. And when I ascend into the upper chamber, like going to heaven, I shall not change my company, nor ever change the house. I shall only go to dwell in the upper story of the house of the Lord forever. Now, that's an interesting way of putting it. So, to dwell in the house of the Lord forever suggests living with an attitude of heart that expresses constant praise and worship. You know, we've been looking at the Psalms a lot lately. It's part of the lectionary reading. And in Psalm 34:1, King David exclaimed, I will praise the Lord at all times, and I will constantly speak of his praises. And another one of the psalmists, David didn't write them all, but he wrote most of them. And another psalmist put it this way, what joy for those who can live in your house, always singing your praises, Psalm 84:4. So, according to Psalm 84:10, one day spent worshiping in God's house is better than 1,000 anywhere else. And then the other part of Psalm 84 says, I would rather be a gatekeeper in the house of my God than live the good life in the homes of the wicked. Well, praise be the name of the Lord. I'm with that. Let all that I am praise the Lord, and I praise the Lord as long as I can live. You know, Jesus said that in my house are many mansions, and he says if I wasn't so, I would have told you, because he wants us to be in the house of the Lord with him forever. So the good things that God provides for us in this life are merely just a foretaste of what awaits us in heaven. A glorious future day is coming, when all the redeemed of the Lord will gather around his eternal house and his table, and we will have fellowship and break bread together in Jesus' name. Wow, what a wonderful promise that we have, something that we look forward to. Because when we get to heaven, when we all get to heaven, what a wonderful day that'll be. And heaven is where God is. People always say, well, where's heaven? Well, where God is, that's heaven. So, as we dwell in the house of the Lord forever, that's our hope, that's our joy, that's our reservation, we will enjoy full, uninterrupted communion with God. That's amazing. That's wonderful. The fellowship with the one who created the heavens and the earth, and to be in his kingdom forever and ever. Well, we got a lot of work to do down here on earth, though. And while we're here, we got to do what we can do, because we are in the kingdom of God, and we have to keep on spreading the gospel and keep encouraging people and to let them know there is something much better than this life that they see that's in front of them. That's the gospel. Well, with that, we always lift up all the joys, concerns, and praises of the people that we have on our prayer list, the church, and also all the people that we talk to. And the most beautiful thing, though, about that, and then you're talking to people and you'll say, I'll pray for you, and then you forget to go home and write it down. As soon as you say, I'll pray for you, God hears that prayer. Sometimes you hear me in church, sometimes when we're lifting up prayers, I'll just stop and say, Lord, hear our prayer, because he does hear. And our communication with him is so important with the Holy Spirit. So we do. We have prayer of intercession, and we lift up one another. This little time together on this online service is nothing more than just to encourage you, because God knows your heart. He knows what you're going to ask before you ask it. But it's nice to learn to talk. Talk to the Father. Judy sings a neat little song that says, I'll talk to the Father for you. And that's intercessory prayer. But, I say but, God loves us. And we just want to close this segment with the prayer that Jesus taught. And thank you for letting me ramble and just trying to encourage one another. Because that's what we're called to do. Encourage one another in the hope that we have in Christ. Join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. God loves you, and so do I. Thank you for tuning in. Hope to see you in person soon.